Hi, I'm Frank, and I'm the pastor of Real Life Church in beautiful Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. My life wasn't always like this. Years ago, I was a hard-living, unsaved young archaeologist living in Jerusalem, Israel. Everything was going well for me, and I was very successful, but unhappy and unfulfilled on the inside. Here I was, excavating the Bible, specifically palaces and fortresses of King Herod the Great. I was walking in the footsteps of Jesus, but I didn't know Jesus. However, everything changed the day I asked the Lord into my life. And now, I invite you to go on the journey with me as we study the Word of God with insight and revelation drawn from the years that I spent as an archaeologist in Israel. Welcome to Real Life Radio, where we apply God's Word to our real lives.
Turn with me to Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 28. This is the first place that we're gonna look at. First place we're gonna start, and this is where I've always preached a message about shake it off in the past, but it's only our starting point tonight. Let me ask you, has anything tried to attach itself to you in the last several weeks? Has COVID tried to attach itself to you in the last several weeks? Has any kind of a flu-like disease tried to attach itself to you? How about cancer tried to attach itself to you in the last several weeks? Any breakdowns? Anything that could go wrong that has gone wrong? Any lack? Anything? Temptation? Any heartbreak? Any person in your life? Any loss? A loss of that you were expecting, and it's attaching to you? Any failure? Well, we're going to learn tonight how to shake that off and live our best life in Christ Jesus. Verse 1, and when they were escaped, they knew that the island was called Malta. First thing we need to see is that these people had already escaped death. They had already escaped one of the worst things that could happen when you're on a boat, and that is a shipwreck. So they thought they were safe. They thought, well, we got through that. We got through that. What can happen now? We're safe. We're on land. Just because you have just come through some storm and you have survived does not mean the enemy is not going to try to attack at that point of weakness, though you may think, hey, I have just made it. It's at that point when that second attack comes, people begin to question their faith and question the presence of God in their lives. And what we want to show you tonight is that don't question God, question the devil. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us, every one of us, because it was raining and it was cold and it was miserable. I added that because I've been in the rainy cold, you know, and getting wet and miserable. Anyway, and when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks, now let's just stop for a second. It doesn't say that the prisoners or those that were shipwrecked were building the fire. It says the people of the island were building the fire. What was Paul doing with a bunch of sticks? The Apostle Paul was the kind of person who was not afraid to get his hands dirty. He was not afraid to chip in and do some work. You know, one time, well, when we would go on our Israel tours, and we still do, we haven't because of COVID. When we take people to Israel, some of you may be a little bit new, you may not know that Pastor Mary Beth has a program in Israel that she started in 1991, a long time ago. And it's called Operation Restoration, where she had purchased a number of substandard properties in Israel, raised the money here, not in church, but among foundations, mostly secular, and purchased these buildings, renovated them, and rented them out at below market rates to individuals that were emigrating from Russia. That was when the Iron Curtain fell, and there was a million Russians coming into Israel, Russian Jewish people. Anyway, she still owns this. She still has Operation Restoration, still owns the properties. And when we would take tours back over the years, sometimes we would take the group down to Beersheba, where these properties are, to renovate some of them or paint them or plant flowers or fix them up to help out. So we would give everybody these beautiful shirts that had Operation Restoration logo, and we'd gather at breakfast and we'd tell everybody what the kind of work we're going to do that day. It would be one day dedicated to this project. Oh, no, I said planting flowers, painting a door. You know, not hard work. It was simple stuff. And there were a couple of pastors that were not part of our network, our organization, our church, but people told people, and they came on the tour. So at breakfast, I noticed they didn't have the shirts on. So I went over to them and I said, Pastor, we gave everybody shirts so we could all, you know, look like a team when we're down there. And they said, oh, we're not going. We said, what do you mean you're not going? You're on the tour, and this is part of it. And the one of the pastors, literally, I held his hands up and said, these hands have not seen a day of work in their lives, and I'm not about to start now. I was appalled. First of all, I was ashamed that a pastor would say they've never done any work with their hands. I was ashamed for him, and I was ashamed that I was a pastor at that moment, because that is a terrible, terrible thing to think or say or be. Anyway, Paul was not that pastor. He was not afraid to pick up a bundle of sticks and help these people who had kindled a fire for him. And so he kindles this fire, he throws them on the fire, and a viper comes out of the heat and fastens on his hand. Now, it does not say the viper bit him and let go. It says the viper fastened on him, which means fangs went in and the viper's there hanging from his hand. When the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang. So now Paul has his hand in the air, and you can imagine that serpent's going like this, hanging on his hand, by his teeth. When they saw this venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer. Though he's escaped the sea and the shipwreck, vengeance suffers him not to live. They knew he was going to die. They knew, you get bitten by this snake, you die. Paul shook the beast into the fire and felt no harm. He shook it off. Right now, tonight, what we are to do is shake off the attack of the enemy. Whatever the enemy has done to us, shake it off. Do not be paralyzed in fear. Do not collapse in depression. Do not accept the negative circumstance. Do not accept the negative report or the symptoms. Shake it off in Jesus' name. Shake off that sickness. Shake off that symptom. Shake off that breakdown. Shake off that depression. Whatever it is, shake it off in Jesus' name, because that is not from God. And you will surely not die. Your dream will not die. You have the victory through Jesus Christ. Shake it off in Jesus' name. Now that is the place, and I in the past have made an entire message on that portion of scripture. But God spoke to me about a few other things that we need to look at. And I'm going to ask you to turn to Judges chapter 16. Judges chapter 16. This is about Samson in Judges 16. Samson was a judge of Israel. And you all know Samson and how strong he was and all the things he did, the mighty feats he did by the power of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit would come upon him. And you know that he shacked up with this Delilah girl. And that was not of God. And it was not pleasing to God. But he still had his strength. He didn't lose his strength until she wore him down. She sold him out and then wore him down till he told her the secret of his strength. And while he slept, you all know, she shaved his head. Verse 20, she said to him, he's sound asleep, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. He awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out just like every other time, shake myself. Now, he could mean he's going to shake the sleep off. You could talk about shaking off the sleep. He would shake off his humanity and take on the clothing of the Holy Spirit. but he expected to shake off his inability and take on God's ability. And it didn't happen. But you and I have not betrayed the Spirit of God or the anointing of the Lord, and we can shake off our humanity and take on God's divinity. We can shake off our impossibilities and take on God's ability. But it takes us to willingly do that. He said, I will shake it off. I will get up, I'll go out, I'll shake it off, and just like every other time, I will be victorious. When you shake off the effects of the enemy, you are victorious. When you shake off your humanity, your inability, your past, your failures, your temptations, you will be successful in whatever you put your hand to. The only reason it didn't work for him was because he had sinned, compromised, and his strength was taken from him. Third place, go with me to Matthew chapter 10. Actually, we're going to go to four places. Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. Verse 1. Matthew 10, verse 1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now you know what that power is. Everybody knows what that power is because later on they come back and they say, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. So the power is in his name. That's why after he rose, he said, in my name you shall. In my name you shall. The power is in his name. That name, his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong. They recognize the power in the name of Jesus. If we're going to shake off the effects of the enemy, we've got to do it in the name of Jesus. Clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. Walk in the name of Jesus. Abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 7, Jesus says, as you go, preach, saying this, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. This was the message. It's a message of the kingdom. It's a message of power. It's a message of deliverance. It's a message of healing. The gospel has not changed. Today, the gospel is a message of power, a message of healing, a message of deliverance, a message of salvation. It hasn't changed. Even though some just choose to preach part of it, the full gospel is a power gospel for all people. But, verse 14, Jesus says this, whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. This is our third, shake it off. This means that we are not to be inhibited by others' unbelief. We are not to be, hindered. We are not to be stopped. We are not to tone it down. Have you ever been told that? You're going to need to tone it down a little bit. No, we're not. We need to turn it up a little bit. We're not in this to tone it down. They came to Jesus and say, tone it down. Tone it down. These people are making too much noise. He said, if they're quiet, the rocks are going to start shouting. No, believers, we're not to tone it down. We're not to tone it down. Radio listeners, we're not to tone it down. Don't turn me down. We're to turn it up louder. We're to shout it from the rooftops. We're to let the word of God, the name of Jesus, be known by heaven, earth, and hell. Oh, somebody, I don't know. I can't remember. I got this slight thing in my memory about somebody who was praying real loud. And somebody said to him, I can't remember who tells this story. Someone says to him, tone it down. God is not deaf. He can hear you. And the man said, oh, it's not God. It's the devil. I want him to hear, and he's far away. When we pray, when we speak the word of God, we don't only want the Lord to hear us, we want the devil himself to hear. We want him to know what we believe and what we're about to do to his kingdom. Some might say, oh, don't want to do that. You don't want to rile the devil up. That's exactly who we want to rile up. You know, you all know that when you get riled up is when you make mistakes, right? I mean, if you go about something calm, cool, here's an example. There was one time, there was a guy in our church, and he was trying to tell me how to run the church. And I listened to him, and I said, yeah, and he had some good points, but then he had some other things, you know, and so a few weeks later, we have a meeting, and I'm not doing the things he said. And so he's getting mad at me. And I'm saying, oh, well, I'm sorry you feel like that. But I'm not getting upset at all. And he started to get more and more and more. I mean, he's getting worked up. He's just getting so worked up. And he started screaming at me. I mean, this is an appointment with the pastor. Scream at the pastor. He starts screaming. And I'm saying, really, what is wrong? Why is this riling? And he just got more worse and worse and worse. You see, when you get riled up, you make mistakes. If you can just stay in the power of God, you don't have to scream at the top of your lungs at the devil to cast him out of somebody. You can just speak quietly. Now, you might say, but Pastor Frank, didn't you just say that the guy was praying? That's praying. That's when you're praying out loud. You can pray out loud. There are too many people that pray quietly, pray silently. You know, we like to call those bedroom prayers. Now I lay me down. Did you ever want to think about that prayer? There's a great comedian. Great comedian. Yeah, bedtime prayers. What did I say? Bedroom prayers, bedtime prayers. Yeah. Oh, I'm not even going there. I mean, about four jokes just passed through my mind, and I'm not going to touch a single one of those. Yeah, that's a different service. Bedtime prayers, right? Bedtime. Yeah. There's a great comedian, Tim Hawkins, Christian comedian, and he goes through that prayer for children, which I don't really want to, I don't want to do it, but you got to watch it. It's really funny. But just the point is, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep if I should die before I wake. Nothing like scaring your child before putting him to sleep. You might die tonight. Anyway, yeah, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about bedtime prayers. They're like these gentle, sweet, go off to sleep prayers. It's about time the people of God start praying some prayers that mean something, some prayers that do something, some prayers that are loud and forceful and effective. If you, we're training two new little puppies. Now, if that little puppy does something wrong, and you're like, oh, you know, you did it, they're going to do it again. But if you tell that little puppy, no, and not, no, no, that's how you talk to children of this generation. No, we don't do it like that. We don't do it like that. That's how they talk today, and that's why there's such a mess in our society. When I was young, a week or so ago, what? No laughter on that? You don't believe I was young a week or so ago? I was. I was younger than I am this week. Last week, I was younger than I am this week. In any case, when we're talking here, he says, whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your words when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. That's a shake. You don't want the unbelief of others to stick to you. You don't want the unbelief. You don't want the strange doctrines of others to stick to you. There are so many odd, strange, weird doctrines. You don't want them to stick to you. You shake it off. You shake that off. If you should hear something on YouTube, or you should hear something, you maybe even go to a concert, there's somebody who's speaking there and they say something off the wall, you shake that off. Don't let that stick to you. Don't let that get into your heart. Shake it off. What you want is the Word of God and everything that agrees with the Word of God. Once it gets outside of the Word of God, it's no longer valid for the believer. It must agree with the Word of God. But also, sometimes what happens is when you share your faith and somebody rejects it, you take that personally and you feel they're rejecting you, that somehow you've done something wrong, you've offended them, or you didn't know enough, you are unable. And you walk away and you have taken that dust with you. And the Word of God says, shake that off and go to the next one. He is not rejecting you. That person's rejecting Jesus. They're not rejecting you. And you continue in faith to share your faith and make a change and sow a seed in somebody's life. Don't let a rejection, don't let a no stick to you. You just shake it off in Jesus' name. Go on and win souls. For we are all called to be soul winners. And the enemy has done that to millions of believers, making them think that they're no good at it because they got rejected and it stuck to them. Shake it off. Jesus says, shake that dust off and go on to the next place. Let's see that in action in Acts chapter 13. That's our last place we're going. Acts chapter 13. Acts 13. In Acts chapter 13, we'll start in verse 49. Acts 13, verse 49. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. But the Jewish people there stirred up the devout and honorable women and chief men of the city and raised a persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them. They expelled them from their area, from their region. What did they do? They shook off the dust of their feet against them and came unto Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. It doesn't sound to me like they tucked their tail and beat it out of town. It doesn't sound like they were shamed or ashamed. It doesn't sound like they got depressed. It doesn't sound like they went home angry. It sounds like they shook it off. People may insult us, shake it off. People may misunderstand us, shake it off. People may try to curse us, shake it off. The curse, causeless, will not land, will not stay. People may try to do us in, shake it off. People may tell lies about us, shake it off. People may deceive us, shake it off. People may intentionally try to hurt us, shake it off. People may convince other people that what we have and what we say and what we do is not of God. Shake it off. People may reject the gospel. Shake it off. People may reject your prayers. Shake it off. The devil may send agents to try to get you off track, to try to deceive, to try to put a roadblock in your path. Shake it off. You may suddenly find something wrong with your body. Shake it off. You may find some kind of turmoil in your finances. Shake it off. You may find something going on at your business. Here, let me give you a quick example about shaking it off. When, after Pastor Marybeth and I had been in Israel, lived in Israel, we came back to the States, and there's not a whole lot of work, especially in those days, for Middle Eastern archaeologists here in the States. You know, just not a whole lot. So I went back to the courier company that I used to work for. And because I worked there, I didn't own it, I worked at this courier company in downtown D.C. And I went back there, and we're preaching the healing service on Saturdays and working this courier service Monday through Friday. And the courier service ran into some financial difficulties because the man who owned it, he had a huge mortgage, and rather than pay, I think they're 941s, those of you who know how to pay employee taxes. Instead of paying those to the government, he was withholding from the paychecks, but he was paying his mortgage. And so after a little while, the government came after him and shut him. They took all the money in the bank account, and they took all of his accounts receivable, the people that we did work for. Well, instead of them paying us, they paid the government. So there was no way he could continue in business. Oh, yeah, in the midst of that, he threw very elegant dinner parties. His electricity got turned off, and so he had a candlelight dinner party, and he barbecued all the food outside on a barbecue. That was the kind of guy he was. Anyway, and nobody knew. Nobody knew the power was turned off. They just thought, oh, how elegant, candlelight. And, oh, how wonderful. Food barbecued, wonderful, you know? Anyway, so the federal marshals came to evict the business. I'm standing at the window, K Street, downtown D.C. I see two or three vans pull up, federal marshals get out, and a guy go like this, and they were coming. I said, they're coming for us. So we gather all as much stuff as we can before they get there, and I go to the elevator to go down, And while I'm going down the elevator, I'm talking to the Lord. And I said, Lord, every day I committed this business to you. Every day I prayed, literally every day, committed this business to you. What's going on? And as surely as you hear my voice, I heard his voice in that elevator say this: it was never yours to give. And I thought, oh, yeah, you're right. I don't own the business. It wasn't mine to give. And I said, all right, then, what do I do now? Because this is my job. What do I do now? He said, start your own. I said, start my own. So we talked to the owner. We said, hey, what are you going to do? Are you going to get out of this somehow and start up? He said, no, I'm done. I'm finished. And I said, well, what are you going to do with the client file? He said, why? I said, well, maybe I'll start a different company. And he said, you can have the client file. Didn't even sell it to me. You can have the client file. So we started up a business with all the clients already there. And that's how I started my courier business that I owned. So shake it off. Yeah. That was an example of shaking off financial failure, shaking off business failure. God will make a way, though you may not see a way. There is always a way because he is the way, the truth, and the life. You can always shake it off. Don't let it stick or attach to you. Don't let any attack stick to you. Don't let any sickness stick to you. Don't let any consequence stick to you. Shake it off in Jesus' name. Shake off your failure. Shake off your past. Shake off your temptation. Shake off your inability. Shake it off like Samson. Take on and clothe yourself with the ability and power of God through Jesus Christ. Take upon yourself the blood of Jesus to cleanse and forgive. Shake off every attack of the enemy. Don't let that serpent, you're not going to walk around with a serpent hanging on your side. Shake it off in Jesus' name. Shake it off and go forward in faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, that was a great service at Real Life Church. We're so glad that we could bring it to you by radio. Hey, this is Pastor Frank, and I'm inviting you that if you have any issues in life, anything that's afflicting you, anything that's trying to attack and hang on to you, just stop by any one of our services. You can come in person to Real Life Church, Myrtle Beach, Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m., or Thursday evening at 7 p.m., but you can also come online at www.amiraclechurch.com. That's amiraclechurch.com, and that's Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m., Sunday evening, 7 p.m., Tuesday evening, 7 p.m., and Thursday evening, 7 p.m. We'll be happy to pray for you and see God work in your life, because it's time for the church to rise up and know that we're not going to be slowed down. We're not going to be knocked down. We're not going to be kept back. We have the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we're going to shake off the sin and shake off the temptation. We're going to shake off the doubt. We're going to shake off the unbelief. We're going to shake off the small thinking. We're going to shake off religion and shake off churchiness, and we are going to become the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, like that we see in the book of Acts, a powerful, blood-washed, spirit-filled church that is involved in exploits, doing things for God, and bringing about revival in these last days.
Well, I hope you enjoyed listening to Real Life Radio today. If you grab a piece of paper and pencil, I want to give you some information. First of all, Real Life Radio is produced and brought to you compliments of Real Life Church. We're not asking for any contributions, but we are asking one favor. The next time you visit beautiful Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, we'd love for you to stop into one of our services. We have service every Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m., and every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Those are both in-person services located at 9644 North Kings Highway in Myrtle Beach, and that's on the corner of Lake Arrowhead Road. It's in a center called the Galleria. Now, both of these services are online as well as in-person, but we also have two other services totally online, Sunday evening at 7 p.m. and Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. All four online services are located at amiraclechurch.com. That's amiraclechurch.com. And even if you're not in Myrtle Beach, you can attend church with us. If you'd like more information, visit our church website, www.pastorfrank.com. That's pastorfrank.com. Real Life Radio is heard Monday through Friday at the same time on this same station, the Truth Network. God bless you, and start living that real life right now.